With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget. Today's podcast is about busting the myth that winners don't quit. Winners quit all the time. When you feel obligated, but you no longer care about the outcome and the benefits that come from the outcome of what you're doing, it is time to quit whatever it is that you're doing, because the energy that it takes to continue doing things that no longer motivate you is soul-destroying. Winners understand this and very quickly change direction or delegate obligations that can be done by others. Your time is your most valuable resource, and I just wish that I had been smarter when I was younger to understand the value of my time. I now delegate tasks that are non-meaningful to me. Notice I'm not saying non-meaningful, just non-meaningful to me. Even to this day, because it's so difficult to find reliable people to delegate to, I sometimes balk at the chance to delegate. But it is worth persevering to find the right people, people who can help. And I think it was Richard Branson who said, successful people are not interested in how to do something, but in who can do it for them. In other words, they employ people who can do jobs that they need done better than they can do it. And if they have a great business idea, they find people to implement in a good way rather than trying to do everything themselves and learning how to do everything themselves. I used to make the mistake of buying this course and that course, thinking that, oh, I can learn this and do it myself. Well, actually, to become very good at anything, you need to do a hell of a lot of it, a real lot of it. And realistically, I didn't have the time to spend on learning so many different things. Now I'm far better at staying in my lane and doing the things that I know that I'm good at. There is no point doing things that you can pay someone else to do better than you. And where the cost is less than the money you can make by focusing on the creative stuff you need to do, it's a no-brainer. For instance, there's no point in me doing my tax returns, spending maybe a day or two, because not only is it very unenjoyable for me, but it's very difficult. And because usually I haven't kept up to date, I was going through things in the past to try and figure things out, it would take even longer. And that effectively became 2 days of earnings lost. My accountant stays up to date because I send him everything. And doing tax returns is part of his job. So it takes him very little time and is no stress to him. This has been an example of a big win for me over the last 15 years. It is well worth working out what your hourly rate is so that you know whether delegating is costing you more than you could earn in that hour. And basically, this is all about horses for courses, because spending a day in the garden may well be a hobby and very enjoyable to someone, and they find it extremely relaxing. But it could be a huge pain in the ass for others. So just to reiterate what I said at the start of this podcast, where I said that winners would quit things that they no longer felt gave them any kind of benefit. And if they felt it's still something that really had to be done, you know, like tax returns, then for sure they will delegate it and not, you know, quit doing tax returns. So, but whatever it is that you want to delegate, you can see if it's actually financially worth it for you to do so. And finally, if you really like my podcasts, please feel free to share with others. And really, thanks again for listening. And make no mistake, I know that there are thousands, if not tens of thousands of people doing podcasts vying for your time. So I truly value every one of you who has chosen to listen to my nuggets. Speak next week.
Podcast Network.